Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Break it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler. We'll be with you for the next 30 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, games, education, discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
And this episode, with Father's Day being this Sunday, we focus on the geek and non-geek dads in our lives. And obviously, we have Josh back with us, and I'm so glad to have you back, Josh, because, you know, it's just not the same being here without you. I know last episode, you were kind of in a little rut there. I guess you got so much rain, you had to kind of clean out your basement and everything.
We had a slight water problem. A little bit.
Yeah. It's been really watery the past week. You know, we went up to Adirondacks as well, and it was just all rain the whole week, except for my son's eighth grade graduation, and that day was real sunny, so we got lucky there. But being the geek dad that you are, and knowing that Father's Day is coming up this Sunday, we obviously know, between you and I, and probably our listeners as well, being geeks and dads, we have to have a budget. You know, we know what we want for Father's Day or what we want to get our spouses for Father's Day, but it's sometimes you just can't, you can't do it. You have to kind of work off a budget. And so, you know, on that, speaking of that budgeting and Father's Day and everything like that, what are some of the things that you might look forward to on Father's Day? You know, like little things, because I know that you you have a budget and your wife can't go out and spend $1,000 on a new system or anything. So what are you looking forward for?
Just some small things, global domination, something like that.
Global domination.
Yeah, global domination,
cheap.
Some of my probably favorite Father's Day presents is just something that the kids make. I have a little bit of a soft spot for, if it captures the kids' handprints or something like that. Just something to remember this time in our lives together. So it's really, honestly, for me, for Father's Day, it's super easy. It's something that the kids make.
You know, and I think a lot of parents, especially when you're working off a budget and everything, and you have younger kids, I think that's always a big gift to receive, is something that the kids make, because they grow so fast. And all the computer systems and the home repair stuff and everything, that can wait compared to, what your kids can get you. I have to agree with you on there. Now, maybe you can help me out with something, okay? So, because it's Father's Day, and my husband is a big video gamer. He loves his video games, and his current system it's good, but the graphics card is a little shaky. As the newer games are being released, especially like with the newer engines, like the Frostbite engine that BioWare is using, it's pretty well up there. I mean, in fact, that my husband and I both have the same systems, but even Dragon Age Inquisition lags for me a bit on our cards. And we have, obviously, it's what, 4 years old or something like that. I mean, we're talking ancient ages when you're talking technology.
a year is like five or.
Yeah, and everything is so much more advanced within a year. But, CJ doesn't really do anything else, and we don't own a home, so we don't bother with home repairs or upgrades. you know, getting him tools is kind of useless right now. We do a lot of traveling, you know, but he'll bring my son's PS4 or the Xbox One. But he really wants to upgrade his system. And we don't have bad systems, but we're on a budget. You know what I mean? There's certain things that we have to stick to. And I think, from your opinion, what would you say if somebody were going to upgrade their system or they wanted to upgrade something in their system on a budget, what would you think would be the most important thing to upgrade?
The first and foremost is RAM, but you have to be careful when you're dealing with RAM. But generally, the first thing, if you want to speed the system up, is RAM. Now, once you max out your RAM or you have decent RAM, the next thing that I would suggest, or that I actually have done in my system, is I upgraded and put a solid-state drive in it. And the solid-state drive is just for the operating system. So I basically have all of my games and everything else actually installed on the old regular hard drives. So it doesn't really do much for gaming, per se, speeding gaming up, but it does keep the rest of the system kind of fresh. And so first and foremost, RAM. If you can afford a video card, of course, the video card.
Right.
But even at a low-end model of a video card, you're, you know, $200 at least.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know, you're talking, like you said, the low-end ones. And a lot of people, I think, who are not used to upgrading their systems, you know, they end up going to Best Buy or they end up going to, you know, some other big-name brand companies that they only really have those high-end graphics cards. So if you're going to buy, you know, you go there and you look at the prices and you're like, wow. But you do your research and you look online, you can find that you can get some pretty decent cards for good prices. You just have to kind of know what you're looking for. And I think that's the biggest thing with a lot of people who are just starting out trying to upgrade their systems.
I usually plan my system out when I'm building a tower. I plan it out, and I'll plan it out for months ahead of time. Of all right, you know, I had this amount, this set about. I usually set up about $1,000 aside to build a system, and that does not include the case, and sometimes does not include a power supply. So that's just $1,000 for everything else. And I'll spec it out, and I'll play around, and I'll get the best I can in certain areas, like a motherboard. I'll spend the extra money and get a motherboard that's all future compatible, and I may sacrifice on some of the other areas because I know, at least with the motherboard is the heart of the system, really, and you can't upgrade that necessarily as well. So as long as you get the upgraded or the better motherboard, and then you can upgrade the video card later, you can throw in more RAM. You can throw in more hard drives. You can add some more disk, a CD drive if that floats your boat. You can add all these things to it, but you have to get the bones of it. You have to get a good motherboard.
Right, and I think for our listeners who are you know, interested in wanting to learn about upgrades and maybe putting their own system together or buying parts for their spouse or even getting gift cards for a specific, you know, game system or whatever, the motherboard is really important because you can't. It really depends on how much RAM you can put in, depending on the type of motherboard, what you can actually
your
use
CPU.
For the graphics card. Yep, everything depends on that. And so that's pretty much – and those actually are pretty expensive, though. They can run pretty expensive far as motherboards. But what do you know about this Alienware Alpha gaming console? Have you heard about it, the PC?
Is that the – no, I guess I haven't.
It's kind of like the – it's Steam-based.
Okay.
Runs
off
the Steam, the Steam OS, and it's like a console, but it's a PC, and it kind of lays. It looks like a console as well, but there's. So CJ was looking at that this system, and it's an Intel i7. They have, you know, i3, i5, i7, and it really depends, and some of the reviews are pretty good about it. But then, you know, then you get into the hardcore gamers who want to kind of mess around with it and upgrade certain parts inside it. And that's what CJ wanted to do. But I'll tell you, you know, thinking, looking at PC and console these days, we're big PC fans. But The console seems like you go into any store these days, and a lot of them aren't selling PC games anymore. You know, a lot of them are selling the console games. So I don't know how this Alienware Alpha gaming console will work. If anybody out there has one and they want to tell me a little bit about it before I go out and purchase this for my husband or, you know, anything like that, please feel free to log on to our Facebook at facebook.com/thegeekparent and tell me about it. Let me know what your ideas or what your reviews are about it and, you know, which one you have. And how easy it is to upgrade if you're upgrading it, because we'd love to, you know, that's what my husband wants, and I'm kind of iffy about, you know, going that direction right now, because I haven't heard too much about it.
The Alienware Alpha, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Right. Yep. The gaming console, and he's, you know, the, like some of the reviews I was looking at, It seems like it can do its thing. I mean, it can pretty much do PC and console games. You know, it runs off Steam, so you know that would be the main OS for it. But you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, it's gotten some pretty good reviews. We'll have to see how that one goes. And if anybody has one, please let me know your thoughts on it before I move on to. Getting one, because I really want to upgrade my system too, but I'd much rather upgrade his for the time being, and if that's what he wants and it works out really well, I might consider getting one.
Yeah, I mean, you can get pretty decent, it looks like a pretty decent build for a decent amount of money, but I mean, I'd have to, you know, look at it thoroughly, depending on if you can get in and tinker with it yourself. I mean, you got the case, you got the power supply there, and you basically have the motherboard. So if you can upgrade, you know, like a video card in it, and RAM, honestly, that's about what you need to do. Looks pretty cool, though.
Exactly. Yeah, he said that he was looking at replacing the RAM on it because I think the baseline is like 8 gigabytes of RAM, but he, you know, he wanted to go ahead and upgrade it to, you know, 16 or 12, you know, even 12 is fine, but you know, I mean, it has a pretty fair size amount of hard drive space, 2 terabytes. That's pretty good.
It's 2 terabytes at 5400 RPM, which are
right.
A little bit slower. It's more reliable, but they're a bit slower.
Right, but you can supposedly you can upgrade the RAM. So, I mean, if you can do that, that's pretty neat, because this is a slick-looking system. If you haven't seen this system, it's called the Alienware Alpha Gaming Console PC, and your gaming geek dad there might actually want to take a look at it, and it's, you know, it's not too bad. Again, it's an Alienware, so you're pretty much spending a lot of the money is probably going towards the brand name of it, of course, Alienware. But it looks pretty cool. I'll have to get some reviews on that one out. And you know, also if you're interested and you haven't gotten your geek dad anything yet, and again you're on a budget, for those who are still in the process of trying to figure out what to get your dad, our awesome content manager Linda listed 10 really great gifts for that geek dad, all under $25. On our website, thegeekparent.com. It's listed right there, one of our featured stories. Linda, thank you so much. She did a really great job on looking up these gifts and trying some of them out herself. So if you've got a geek dad you haven't gotten for yet, head on over to thegeekparent.com and check out our gifts for geek dads, all under $25. No lie, $25 in the air is a really awesome gift. So let us know what you think, and we will kind of add some more onto that too. If you've got something that we've missed out on. And here is Josh with our Tech of the Week.
Well, that was quiet. It caught me off guard. Okay. Today's Tech of the Week is, hey, we're going back to Kickstarter. It is Kickstarter Adaptive Saber Parts. And this is a Kickstarter that is basically for lightsaber parts. It's its company, Saber Force, and they make basically true-to-life lightsabers. Now, obviously, they don't have the real blade because, you know, lightsaber blades aren't real yet.
Right. Yes.
But but you make the hilts, and then you can buy the little the tubes that make it look like a lightsaber, the blade. That's pretty cool. Very cool. They're trying to. Oh man, they're trying to get more funding to basically bring these out to more of the masses. And if you go out to Kickstarter and look it up, they have some pretty cool. It's basically they give you like these different hilts and all these different pieces, and you make the hilt of your saber, of your lightsaber, and you can make it however you want, within reason. So it's really cool. They have met their goal. They have 22 days. left to go, and they have doubled their goal already. So it's a very cool. They have some very cool lightsabers. Some of them that kind of have the old Japanese sword flavor to them.
These are really neat. What geek would not want this? This is really, really cool. Yeah, this, you know, and the fact that they have so many different parts for, you know, that you can create your own to make it look really cool. Now, does that include, like, the light, the color of the light, too?
Yes, you can change the color of the light. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been to the site before. I'm not quite sure why the Kickstarter campaign started. I don't think it really says.
Because
I've seen it before, but they have tons. I mean, they had tons of cool sabers, and it's. I mean, they play to the serious collector. They play to the cosplay crowd. I've seen schools around these where they teach you how to. Actually battle with them. I mean, it's very cool. They're made out of, you know, some of the billet aluminum. You can have the different colored swords. You have your different, let's see, they have a jade crystal and green. It's pretty cool. And you just have to go to the site and look at it. Site's saberforge.com, SaberOrge.com, and then on that you'll see their Kickstarter, and you can buy them. I mean, they're anywhere priced from $50 to up. I'm looking at one that's $299 right now. So
these are amazing. They're almost as, how should I say it, cool and authentic as going to a Renaissance fair and seeing the blacksmiths specifically make the swords from hand. I mean, these are amazing. I would love to hold and wield one of these things. And I'm so glad that it doesn't have the real capabilities of a Jedi or Sith yet, because I'd be pretty damn dangerous with this. This would be one of those things, no, ma'am, you cannot come into Comic-Con with that because it is too dangerous in your hands. But it's really cool. I mean, especially for cosplayers. You know, this is really neat. And with And with the new Star Wars movie coming out in at the end of the year, I can definitely see, well, obviously it's not going to be released by then, but I could definitely see people using these at the next convention for Star Wars or something, because these are just gorgeous, even just for hanging up on the wall for show off. You know, like how some people collect swords.
And I would definitely collect these as swords. I'd have them up, you know, like on Big Bang Theory, you know, Wallowitz had them up on his wall. I'd have me some up on the wall if I was allowed, if my wife let me.
Right. Well, that would have to be reserved for your man cave there.
Yes, it probably would.
But these are awesome, and I love that you can change the colors of the sabers, the crystals in them and everything, because I don't see a black one yet, but I would like to have a black, like a dark purplish black one.
Look at the Viper under Elite Sabers. That's the one I like. It's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is pretty neat. Again, this is called SaberForge.com. It's SaberForge.com, and we'll go ahead and list that on our Facebook as well. Man, that Viper is just nice looking.
It's really cool.
That's exactly the one that I would love to have. That's really neat. This would be a great Father's Day gift.
That would be an awesome Father's Day gift.
Yeah, this would be really, really good. I wonder, I know that there are some, you know, budgeted type lightsabers out there that cosplayers currently use, but these ones would be really cool. And I can definitely see myself having one as well as CJ. We'd definitely battle.
They would, they have some starting at $49, so.
See, there you go. I can definitely use that.
Starting at $49 and then jumping to $200.
Starting at $49 for just a little hilt.
Yeah. But still, no. I mean, hey. Small price to pay.
Oh, man. Well, you know, this would be a great cosplay weapon to bring it E3. E3 is going on right now. If you are into video games, electronic entertainment, and so forth, E3 is the place to be right now. Supposedly it's kind of jumping, and I missed it this year. I haven't gone yet, so that's on my bucket list to do. But E3, Josh,
cool.
Are you looking forward to going to E3?
Oh, I would love to go to E3. I was actually Microsoft was. I signed up to try to win some free tickets, but. Yeah, I don't ever win anything like that. So not anything cool like that. I won a 6-pack of Coke one time, and that's about it.
Hey, it's a start, you know. E3.
Oh wait. No. I take that back.
No, what'd you win?
I think I won something else. I don't remember what it was now.
It was so minute you can't remember what it was, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that just our luck?
Oh, yes, definitely.
What are you looking forward to?
E3, what's that?
What are you looking forward to the most that they're showing at E3 this year?
You know, they showed off a new Mass Effect.
I know.
I sent you as soon as I saw that. I sent you a tell.
Yep.
That looks pretty cool. Let's see, what else? Looking forward to actually playing the new DLC for Destiny. That looks pretty cool. Trying to think of some of the other things that I geeked out about.
What about that Batman?
I've seen a bunch of the Batman stuff. Fallout 4.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes. That is a game that I am definitely looking forward to, you know, obviously besides my Mass Effect. But Fallout, right. I have loved that game since it first came out. So it's about time that they put a new Fallout 4 out because that game it's just a great game. One of those games that make you nostalgic, too, for some reason. I don't know. It makes me nostalgic.
I did download the Fallout, what's it called, the new iPhone game. Shelter. I've been playing that. It's kind of cool. Raiders keep attacking me. I keep dying. So.
Yeah, I haven't played that one yet, but I'll have to try that one. I haven't done that one yet. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to the Fallout 4 one that's coming out. E3, you know, they have some really, really awesome games that are coming out, but I always get iffy every single time I see the games and all the hype and everything, and then it either is delayed by 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Mass Effect, they said holidays of 2016, and I'm like, oh, man.
Right.
Then don't even tell me yet.
Right,
but,
exactly.
For some of the listeners that don't know exactly what E3 is, it doesn't only have games, but there's a lot of hardware announcements too. And Microsoft really hit it out of the park, I mean, on some of these. Some of it's kind of, you know, it's about time. They're opening up backwards compatibility for Xbox 360 games on the Xbox One.
Wow.
And they're in partnership with Valve VR, Oculus Rift VR, and then, of course, they had their HoloLens there. A new Elite controller, that's actually a controller they made. So that's pretty cool. It's got all these little toggles and stuff that you can take off of it for racing games. Microsoft really kind of hit it out of some. They've really shaken things up at Microsoft. I'm kind of excited about it again. You know, it's been a long time since I've been excited about Microsoft.
So have I. You know, they have the Halo 5 coming out in I believe it's November or October.
Yep.
One of those two, and that looks great. I mean,
the
that
Madden
really
massive
looks good.
PvP battles. That looks really cool.
Yeah, I definitely gonna look at that. My son, but one of my sons has a PS4 and my other son has an Xbox One. So I like to try different games on both consoles. But the Halo 5 is specifically for the Xbox One. You know, obviously.
Yes.
So if you want to try the Halo 5, most of the Microsoft games are for Xbox One. So if you have a husband or yourself or a son or a daughter who wants to play Halo 5, unfortunately you're gonna have to get them an Xbox One. That's just the way it is.
Hint, nudge. I really like an Xbox One.
Oh, you don't have an Xbox One? Boy, we're gonna have to
put that
on our list there. Yeah, we're gonna have to put that on your list there, Josh. Oh,
yep,
man.
I only got a 360.
Well, you know, it's still worth. Well, you just said that they were doing back compatibility with it, right? So does that mean they're going to be able to play some of the 360 games on the Xbox One?
Yeah, not all of them, and it's basically up to the developer whether they allow it or not. But quite a majority of the games you'll be able to play on the Xbox One, which has really been what's held me back because I didn't want to get an Xbox One, and then I have these, you know, all the stack of games that, you know, I would have a 360 still, but then you got to, you know, mess around with, you know, two systems, and it's just,
yep.
Wait,
I think that's what held a lot of people back was that. So I think because PS4 isn't doing that right now, so if Microsoft does that, they're definitely going to have the upper hand in the console systems.
Yes, definitely.
So, we'll see how it goes. Well, that's it for the King Parent Radio. Thank you for allowing us into your home or your office. Links posted and more information on King Parent tonight can be found from our website at kingparent.com or go to our Facebook. We post a lot of stuff there. Facebook.com/TheKingParent1. Josh, are you still with us?
Yeah, but I'm like, I can barely hear now. Yeah, I'm still here. All right. Hey, guys. Hey, happy Father's Day to all you fellow geek dads. I'm Josh Hosteller saying goodnight.